Force.
8 o'clock. Joining us in the studio this morning is Matt Bednarczyk, who is a CRNA at Pasadena Area Hospital, here to talk about the use of Botox in fight against headaches. Okay, I remember Botox. People sometimes would put it in their head and their skin would smooth out and they allegedly look younger.
Yeah. That's originally what people use it for. It would decrease wrinkles, frown lines, crow's feet. The way that they figured out that Botox was helping with migraines is people were having those treatments, and some people were having chronic migraines, and they noticed that they were decreasing, you know, kind of as a side effect that they didn't really expect.
Really?
So there were, you know, clinical trials and FDA approval finally for Botox to treat migraines kind of based on that. So I and when I talk to patients about it, that's the first thing. They kind of look at me funny and say, are you, do I look old? Do you feel like I have wrinkles that need fixed? So I'm like, no, it's, you know, it's something completely different. So
that's interesting. And in terms of migraines, we're still somewhat in the dark as to what triggers, why some people have migraines and some people don't.
Yeah. You know, there's different types of migraines. People can have triggers based on, say, light, food, smells. You know, stress is a big thing. So a lot of patients, you know, they'll be dealing with almost debilitating type migraines. And, you know, they're on various medications, but they're not well controlled. You know, they can function. Some patients can't function even based, you know, when they take the medicines. So it can be kind of miserable for the patients on a day-to-day basis.
What's the difference between migraine headaches and cluster headaches, or are they similar?
They're similar to a point. Some of the treatments are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, migraines are more so, you know, longer kind of type debilitating type headaches. Cluster headaches can be episodic in nature sometimes. You know, and, you know, the treatment medication-wise is a little bit different compared to, you know, your classic migraine headache where you may take a preventative medicine. And then, you know, when you develop a migraine, you take an abortive type medicine. That you try to kill the migraine either right when it's starting or right before it starts. Some patients, they know their triggers, so they can take those medicines, you know, right off the bat.
So is Botox a preventative or?
Botox is a preventative in the sense that, you know, it's not a pill. You know, so patients will come and they'll say, they'll have, say, 15 or more migraines per month. Lasting, you know, 4 hours per occurrence. And they have to fail a couple preventative medicines, and usually they failed or they have suboptimal response to, you know, the preventative and the medicines that kind of kill the headache. And so we can give Botox, and patients will get approximately about 12 weeks of relief. You know, it lasts on average about 12 weeks, and then we have to repeat. The first two injection rounds are going to tell us kind of the response. Most patients get a pretty good response from the first injection, and then we repeat in 12 weeks, and, you know, we kind of know where we're at from there. But they have to have the first two injection rounds.
Do we know the long-term effects with Botox?
There's really no long-term effects, you know, no side effects long-term. There's, you know, the side effects generally are pretty mild. Some patients will complain of, you know, soreness around the injection sites, you know, maybe a little bit of inflammation. Very rare occasions where patients may have allergic reactions, but those are very few and far between. It has a good safety profile. It's been around for a while and used, you know, in a variety of ways, from cosmetic to using Botox for migraines to using, you know, there's other things they use Botox for as well.
Can you walk off the street and get this, or need to be come from a doctor?
We like you to have a referral from your primary care physician, and then we'll assess you, you know, talk to you, figure out, you know, if it's right for you. You know, there's some, you know, you have to fail some medicines and some conservative or, you know, management therapies, and then usually we talk with the insurance and get pre-approval, and then, you know, have the patient back and go ahead and do the injections.
So once this, all those hurdles are cleared, somebody comes in, it's just a matter of an injection at that point?
Yeah. There's various injections throughout basically the head. You know, there's some on the forehead, you know, on the sides of the head and the back of the head, and then down into the trapezius muscle or kind of into the shoulders. Procedure takes on average 5 to 10 minutes. Patients come in, they'll have the procedure. They can continue their regular activities. I tell them to kind of take it easy. Don't go out and run a marathon that day. You know, but then, you know, by the next day, everything, you know, is okay. They can go back to full, you know, activities. And usually it takes, on average, 5 to 7 days for the full effect of the Botox for patients to see it. And then, you know, from there, you know, I have them kind of keep a mental note of their headaches, if they're decreasing, how long they're lasting, you know, so we can kind of document that and decide, you know, do we need to do the next, you know, procedure? You know, is this something that's helping you, you know, and go from there.
So is this something they're looking at doing the rest of their life or?
Well, you know, they can be. You know, it kind of depends. There's some other therapies out there, some injections that patients can take on their own. You know, I won't really get into that. In I've had some patients, you know, been able to get like a monthly injection to treat their migraines and have told me, well, I want to try to get off the Botox or not do it. I haven't, you know, patients seem to be okay with it. You know, once they get the results and they're, you know, some of them will say, this is way better than taking just the pills and, you know, getting minimal relief.
Go to the doctor, suggest maybe you might want to go this route and go from there. All right.
Yep.
Matt, appreciate your time.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
We need a break for CBS News here at the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to WLDS Jacksonville. It is 8 o'clock. All right, that's it.